What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, I talk about my friend, my dear best friend on the planet, Rick Niner, who's in Las Vegas. And Rick went to not only Spain, but also Greece with the listeners that I took. And he, you know, I've described Rick as someone who certainly votes for Democrats, but he's common sense, right? He's not way out there. But I got a call from him a couple of months ago when the market starts to go down and he's looking at his 401k and he's like, wait a second here, what's going on? Trump said this, and he was all worked up. And my point at the time was, okay, let's take a deep breath.
Okay, but you were kind of that way.
Well, I was not in much of a panic mode as that. But yeah, was I a little? But mainly it was because of the tariffs. Or I was very concerned about the tariffs. So, but I and Rick would vouch for this. I said, let's take a look at this in August, because all the hyperventilating about Trump that happens every time something happens, it took me a while, but I've learned my lesson over the years. So here we are, and we're sitting at the beginning of July. Now, maybe we got to check back in August, too. And the market is almost back up to 45,000 already. So again, maybe I should have taken some of my own advice when things were cratering. You saw that I was concerned at the time, but I did offer people that specific advice because it happens all the time. And maybe it's happening a little bit here with the Big Beautiful Bill as well. Dwayne Patterson is back with us from hotair.com. He's the host of the Dwayne's World podcast. He works very closely with Hugh Hewitt, who you might have heard of. Dwayne, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I seem to kind of recall being on this very fine radio program and having to walk you off the
ledge. Breaking up. I can't hear you. I'm sorry, Sue. Dwayne just dropped off.
Thank
I don't know
you,
what
Dwayne.
Happened here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you did have to walk me off the cliff a little bit because I was worried. Yeah, in particular, I was worried about the tariffs. And by the way, I'm still a little worried about the tariffs. But, you know, things have calmed down on the market for sure. So, yeah, thanks for calling me out, Dwayne Patterson.
I appreciate it. I am not a huge fan of the tariffs. What I am a fan of is the results. And the results are, I see this China deal that's now in force where U.S. goods to China are now down to a 10% tariff going into China, meaning their market is now open to a lot of our stuff that was not that way before, and Chinese goods coming into the U.S. are at 30%. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's better than what we had. Why aren't we celebrating that? And how did we get that? By Trump doing the kabuki theater with all the tariffs.
Well, look, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I want to focus on the big, beautiful bill, but I want to start here with something that I have not addressed this afternoon, and I don't know if you've heard this soundbite, but it is absolutely comical when you think about it. This is actor Jason Bateman. I like Jason Bateman as an actor, but listen to what he says on a podcast about Fox News. It's rather comical, knowing now, in particular, what we know now about the Biden White House.
I think Trump would have gotten the same number of votes if the people who voted for him had access to or the curiosity to seek out and find the truth, because they're not getting the truth over on Fox. This 780-some million-dollar lawsuit is proof of it, you know? So, and that was just one issue. So what do you do about that?
What do you do about that? What do you do about the fact that whatever news source he's watching, whether it's NPR, PBS, ABC, NBC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, are you kidding me? To make the case, and I've said this before, Dwayne, I think you would agree. You know who was reporting on the border on a regular basis that's now been completely vindicated? Bill Malusian, showing thousands of Chinese nationals, thousands of African nationals streaming across the border outside of people from Mexico, and Jason Bateman and Hollywood and all these elites want to say, oh, Fox News is not reporting the truth. People watch Fox News are just brainwashed. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, let me give you the truth, because you asked, where does he get the news from? Where is his truth? You mentioned MSNBC in your litany of all the people that have been just gaslighting us for years. Jonathan Lemire, co-host of Morning Joe on MSNBC, right? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
18 minutes ago on the Tweeties, on the X's,
oh,
on
no.
the Twitters.
Oh, no.
Sit down. Well, you are sitting. You're a radio guy.
I am sitting.
The bill, meaning the big, beautiful bill, the bill will kill tens of thousands of Americans and impoverish millions more to grant million-dollar tax cuts to Trump and other billionaires. It will gut the ACA or Obamacare. And it will do nothing to solve the cost of living crisis that propelled Trump into office. Now, nothing in that has even a remote passing with the truth, right? He has no stats that he can cite. It's going, the bill, not even the implications of the bill itself, all 900 pages of it are going to fall and crumple people by the tens of thousands under the weight of it.
Right.
The gutting the ACA. I was already for the bill. I mean, seriously, John, you don't have to sell me on it. I was already for it if it's going to gut the ACA. That's just a cherry on the ice cream sundae here. But solving the cost of living crisis. Have you gone to get gas recently? Have you noticed something at the pump?
I have.
Of late.
And by the way, I even have to get premium, and I've noticed that it's not. I don't know what you pay in California, but it's not too uncomfortable here in Missouri, that's for sure.
Well, I pay in California. There's a brand new gas tax that just went in California alone, state tax, today. Last night at the Costco at 9 o'clock at night, there were 200 cars, most of them in their jammies and slippers.
I believe it.
All gassing up the night before the tax hike went up.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm paying $4.20, by the way.
Yeah, I think Illinois had something that kicked in as well. All right, well, let's get to more of the broader strokes here of the big, beautiful bill. Look, not everyone in the House likes it. Here's Chip Roy.
This is the Senate wanting to try to save some for their home states, like Senator Murkowski for Alaska, trying to get giveaways to perpetuate the Medicaid money laundering scam in Alaska. It may not be today. It may not be this week. But we're going to deliver on the tax cuts, spending cuts, and the border funding necessary to save this country.
So he mentions Murkowski. I guess it was Collins and a couple others, Rand Paul and Tom Tillis, who voted against it. Murkowski came over. Here's Lindsey Graham explaining that.
The problem was around the cost cutting, the cost savings, Medicaid, how it affected our state. We came up with a fix to basically increase the rural hospital count. Doubled it, and that will help all of our states. So, you know, just methodically working through how this bill affects Alaska.
All right, you know how it affects Missouri, too. You've seen, I'm sure, that Josh Hawley has been concerned about the cuts that might, well, cuts is the interesting Washington speak here, that might affect rural hospitals in Missouri.
Yep.
But bottom line here, not everyone in the Senate was happy. John Kennedy, in particular, last week said, look, I don't like everything that's in this bill. Once I find out more about it, they do all this backdoor dealing, wrangling. They get it passed on a 50-50 vote. J.D. Vance has to break the tie. It goes back to the House. But what do you think happens now?
I think it probably gets passed in the House by tomorrow or Thursday at the latest, and Trump signs it on Friday. And here's why I think it's the case. First of all this talk, I mean, you saw Jake Tapper earlier, late last week. Jake Tapper had on Katie Britt of Alabama, and he had as a prop on his desk the 900 pages of whatever the draft was. He's, you can't tell me you or all your colleagues read this bill. Actually, they did. 95% of what's in that bill is stuff that went through every committee of jurisdiction, got marked up. They all know what's in 95% of the bill, and it's not even controversial as far as the Republicans are concerned. The 5% are the SNAP provisions of Medicare or Medicaid, how much of a SALT deduction is going to be, and if it's going to be income capped, and the rural hospital stuff. That was the controversial part. And every time they made a tweak there to try to get somebody to a yes, they would provide a summary to all the senators, and the respective congresspeople were getting copies of that as well. So they knew the baseline of the bill. Everybody knows what's in the baseline of the bill. It's just what they're changing on the edges of it, the controversial stuff. And everybody's kept up to speed about what's going on. So this is not a surprise to any of them. What the bottom line here is if you look at the last 30 days, 45 days, and you've seen the wins that Donald Trump has acquired, he is on a win streak now.
I can't deny that.
I mean, okay, so who's going to want to be the congressman, honestly? I mean, you've got Tom Massey, who is out there orbiting his own planet. I mean, Tom Massey is kind of a goofy individual, so I kind of set him aside. But beyond him, who's going to want to be the Republican in the House that sees that giant freight train headed their way with the light getting brighter in their rearview mirror, with the number 47 on the side of the engine that's going to steamroll right over them? Who's going to want to stand up and say, well, you know, I want to be the one to break that streak? No one is going to want to do that. The mood is they're going to talk and they're going to jaw about it, and they're going to try and score whatever political point they can make. But nobody wants to ping pong this thing and have it go back and forth and go to conference. More than likely, when push comes to shove, this thing's going to pass in the House by one or two votes.
Well, even if you heard kind of through and you read the tea leaves of what Chip Roy said, and Chip Roy's been someone who's been very consistent on some of the fiscal stuff, he did indicate that it would in the end pass. But this is where it gets interesting with the math, right? You talk about the baseline forecast from the Congressional Budget Office. So much of this is misleading because it builds in the annual spending increases. So, in other words, the Democrats claim that on the Medicaid situation in particular, which are work requirements, that that's a spending cut. So the CBO projects that Medicaid spending will increase by about 4.5% annually over the next decade. The bill, and I don't know if this was the final bill, slows that growth to 2% a year. So that's not a cut. That's another one of those Washington speak cuts that's not really a cut. It just slows the growth, right?
Sure. But what it also does in the process of it as well is there actually are spending cuts. The Planned Parenthood stuff that got a bunch of people going, that got back in the bill, so Planned Parenthood is now under the Byrd rule, and that's going to get excised. So there are actual tangible cuts that are in this thing. And when this thing actually goes through, and the important factor of this is what it does to small businesses, S-corps, and you know, small entrepreneurs that have little corporations for construction companies or whatever else. They're going to now have a set structure that they can count on for the indefinite future of what their tax burden is going to be, and it's going to be lower than what it than it currently is. And when that happens, then Katie barred the door. Then all of a sudden, you've got job growth. You've got economic growth in this country that's going to take off, and that the CBO has never been able to actually estimate and forecast growth the way they might otherwise try to do. So when they talk about deficits and they talk about what's going to happen, they're underestimating the growth. Now, the bottom line to this whole thing is you're never going to do anything about the deficit or the debt. If you're not going to go after head-on the entitlements, Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, and do the reforms that we know need to be done, unless there's an appetite in this country to do that, you're never going to truly handle the debt and the deficit in the way it needs to be handled. Right now, there is no inertia on either side to do that. So until we do that, let's take what we can get, lock in the tax cuts, and start the engine going.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, it does slow the growth in Medicaid, food stamps, and student loans. Now, what do you have a handle on what happened? I know that some Republicans on the House and the Senate side were concerned that the Senate was not rolling back the subsidies for the green energy, the renewable energy industries, that they added some of that back in. Do you know what happened in the end, and is that going to be controversial?
It probably will, but again, when this thing actually comes up for a vote in the House, it's really one of those. I talked to Byron York of Fox News and the Washington Examiner off air, and he says, "I've been around this town that bills like this get to the point where they cannot like it, but when it comes time to push come to shove, they treat it like, well, just pass the blankety-blank bill and be done with it, and just get on with it so we can move on to something else. At some point, they're going to get to that point, and they're just going to vote it through and put it in because they've got to lock in the tax cuts. They will get destroyed next time if they don't have the tax cuts locked in. That's going to be the driving factor.
It's interesting that the Democrats are getting off so easy on this because they— realistically, they campaigned the entire year for president on tax increases on every single American person. That's essentially what the Democrats voted for today. If you did not vote for this bill, you voted for a tax increase on every working American. But they, going back to maybe my point about Jason Bateman, that'll never come up in the media. They'll never talk about that.
No, but I'll tell you what, every Democrat right now is Zohran Mamdani. Every single Democrat except John Fetterman is Zohran Mamdani.
Yeah.
They are going to be saddled with this guy all the way through the cycle. And here's something you need to know about it, by the way. There is a gubernatorial race in New Jersey right next door, and it's polling now is within about 7-8 points, something like that. Democrats ahead, but if you don't think there's going to be a coattail effect of what happens if Mom Donnie actually does get if his star falls like I think it's going to fall because every bit of attention's on him and how wackadoodle he is and what his policies are, that's going to actually impact some of the surrounding races up there,
I think you're right about
what?
That. But what, I mean, what, how would you like to be Chuck Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries? They're trying to distance themselves. They're trying to say, you know, the correct thing right now. This guy is a communist. He stands for everything. We're about to celebrate our independence. He stands for everything, the opposite of what was happening 249 years ago. And he's the Democrat nominee in New York City. How do they get away from him? They have to endorse Eric Adams, right?
That's the thing is, all of a sudden they have to campaign against the communists and go for the black mayor of New York that nobody likes because he's kind of starting to gradually chew on the red pill.
It's amazing. Isn't it a fascinating political story though? This is going to be now. I had someone on yesterday that said, "Look, you know, let New York hit rock bottom because if this guy does get elected, they're going to hit rock bottom."
Oh, I would agree with that. And as a talk show producer, as a media person, the potential show prep from that is just immense.
Yeah.
It's not good for the country.
No, it's not. Look, I joked about Cori Bush on a regular basis, and some people didn't like it. I said she's the gift that keeps on giving because she was one of the best things for Republicans. But she was just an awful, awful person and representative, and she was so full of you-know-what. This guy's even worse, though. He's more dangerous, and he could really, you know, Cori Bush did not bring St. Louis to its knees. We did it on our own with a lot of things in the aftermath of Mike Brown. But he could bring that city down so dramatically. I'll be very curious to see, you know, this is another one of those things, Dwayne, as you know, you put a primary in the middle of the summer, people are on vacation, they're not dialed in, they're not paying attention. Well, they better be paying attention right now for the general.
Absolutely. Because if he wins four-year term, right, it is 2025, that takes us to 29, and in 4 years, you think anybody might move out of Manhattan? You think anybody might move out?
What are the numbers that moved out after COVID? You know, this will be the numbers on steroids.
So then what happens to New York in 2030 when they hold the census and they reapportion congressional seats?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating.
They're going to lose another couple
seats. It is going to be fascinating to watch, but again, it's, you know, show prep gift, if you know what I mean. Hey, you have a great week and have a great Independence Day. Thank you.
You too, buddy.
All right, Dwayne Patterson from the Dwayne's World Podcast and HotAir.com. He contributes there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.